So yesterday, the House of Representatives passed two bills. Two bills were passed. And this is going to be the trend. They're coming up with some great, fantastic legislation. I mean, I got to hand it to them. What they're doing right now is fantastic. But in the old days, remember, it used to go to the Senate, and then it would sit right on Mitch McConnell's desk. The Grim Reaper. The graveyard for bills that came from the House of Representatives. Nowadays, it's actually going to get to the floor of the Senate, but now you're going to see the Republicans pull every trick in the book to try to delay and prevent things from happening, including using the filibuster, of course. But I just wanted to go over the highlights of these bills and then just go into a little bit more detail about why we need to just blow out the filibuster and either reform it or use the nuclear option. So folks, with these bills, the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, it's going to increase accountability for police. That is the intent of the bill. And it does that by incentivizing states' attorney generals to investigate local police departments. It provides grants for states to create procedures for investigating police where deaths are involved. It's going to create a lot more transparency with a National Police Misconduct Registry, something we don't have. It's going to mandate that policemen have racial bias training, and it would change the standard for evaluating whether the use of force was justified. And guess what? I don't see anything in there about defunding the police or let alone encouraging the police departments to be defunded. So in this next bill, the election reform bill, it basically sets a uniform standard over all of the states for federal elections. And it's about time. You know, right now, Republicans are actually using what we don't have against us. And what I mean by that is because we don't have federal standards, they're going into the courts and they're actually creating some pretty crappy rules to try to give themselves the competitive advantage. So the fact that we don't have federal standards is a problem. We need to at least, and it makes sense, we should have federal election reform. There should be federal standards over how to run an election. Why we've never had this is amazing. Why is it that we've gone so many years without a set of standards for everybody to use when it comes to federal elections? I mean, none of that seems to make sense. But that's why the bill's there. So what this bill would do is it would allow states to create automatic voter registration with the existing records that they have. So we're talking about the government records that they have in their possession. And let's face it, when you think about the driver's licenses, when you think about property records and all of this stuff, they've got enough there to automatically create voter registration. I mean, there is no reason why there should be another procedure to do that. The bill is also going to allow for no excuse mail-in voting. It's going to allow for 15 days of early voting for federal elections. It's going to restore voting rights to felons who have served their prison sentences. It's going to mandate the use of paper ballots, so we've got an audit trail. And finally, it's going to involve a requirement to disclose the sources of dark money donations to political groups. I mean, that's about time, isn't it? Shouldn't we know where the money is coming from that is flowing into political groups? I mean, all of this is common sense. It's not going to harm the people that are donating the money, and they shouldn't be embarrassed. If somebody is giving money to a political organization, they shouldn't be embarrassed about that to the point where they don't want to disclose who they are. I mean, it's about time. It's also going to require states to have independent commissions to draw congressional districts. And yes, it's also going to include new federal standards for voting machines. Common sense stuff, folks. Common sense. Of course the Republicans hate this. It seems like the more sense that it makes, the more they hate it. And it's 100% on the hate scale for Republicans, this bill. I mean, it's 100%. They are kicking and screaming. They're throwing their coffee cups around the office. I mean, they're royally upset about this bill. And that just means it's good legislation. The madder they get, the better the legislation is. And I say that because on Tuesday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments by Arizona Republicans in defense of two voting restrictions where Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett ask their Arizonan lawyer, his name is Michael Carvin, and she asked him this: why maintaining the policy of trashing ballots cast at the wrong precinct was important to retain? So they've got a law there in Arizona to where if you cast a ballot and you happen to be in the wrong precinct, and let's face it, it's hard to know exactly where those lines are, but if you go through and you show your ID and you cast your ballot, then they've got a law that they want to maintain that says you can throw that ballot out, which is crazy. So she said, why is that? Why do you want to retain that law? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And he said that it puts us at a competitive disadvantage relative to Democrats. By not being able to throw ballots out, it puts us at a competitive disadvantage. I mean, that says it all, folks. That says it all. That's all we need to know about how Republicans feel about voting laws. And that's why they're kicking and screaming over this law that's going to be coming to the floor of the Senate. Just you wait. So Republicans think that more voting puts Republicans at a competitive disadvantage, essentially. The more people who vote, the worse it is for Republicans. The more Republicans kick and scream about it, you know that you've got a good bill. The more that they complain, the more that they bellyache. And there's going to be plenty of that. Just wait and see. But here's the deal on all of this legislation. The next hurdle, like I said, is passing it. You've got to get it passed. And they're going to use every trick in the book. And we're either going to have to reform the filibuster or we're going to have to go ahead with the nuclear option, which I described in the previous segment. And yesterday, Senator Klobuchar was on Ari Melber's show, which is on MSNBC. And she said that we can't just allow Republicans to make it harder to vote because of some old rules in the Senate. I mean, that's as clear as it gets right there. I can't agree any more than that. So this is going to come to a head real quick here, folks. The Supreme Court fiasco that I just described, where the Republicans from Arizona said the quiet part out loud, you know, that we have to throw the ballots out that are cast in the wrong precinct because it gives Democrats a competitive advantage. I mean, there's something wrong with the way that they think. I mean, there's something wrong with restricting people from voting as a matter of practice to gain a competitive advantage. There's something wrong with that. And there's something antithetical to the way that this country was set up and designed to run. And it's time that we just call them out on it. And that statement from the Arizona Republican Party just really sums it up. It just sums it up why we have every reason now to go ahead and pass this legislation, especially the election reform bill, whether it's by filibuster reform or using the nuclear option. That statement illustrates how we have every reason to get out and get this stuff passed. Till next time, folks. Thanks for tuning in.